This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
Live from Salem, State Representative Virgil Osborne. Virgil, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
We are doing okay, and I know things in Salem probably would best to be described as pretty tense right now.
That would be an understatement. I could use several acronyms to describe what it's like up here, but probably won't do that. So
talk about the Senate walkout and where things stand. We've got a number of senators that have crossed that 10 absence line, and depending on how a court challenge pans out, may find themselves unable to run for another term in office. A lot of people were supportive of it, but I understand a lot of people are now kind of second-guessing that.
You know, it depends on who you talk to as far as what the public opinion is on this. Right now, the way I look at it, these senators walked out. We did have a strategy. Our strategy, we played it out the way we best felt possible to hold the positions we needed to hold. And, frankly, if the Democrats would come back to the table and have some minor discussion over a few items, I think we could probably get back to business. But the Democrats literally completely destroyed the Republican agenda in the state. And when I say that, I mean every single thing the Republicans presented, they absolutely didn't let it get out of the committee. And then they pushed their own agenda, assuming that everybody in the state was supporting their agenda. And the facts are that's just not true. So I don't know when the senators are going to come back. I believe they had a meeting with the governor yesterday. We're scheduled to meet with the governor this morning at 10:30. And I don't know what the message is going to be from the governor. But as far as I'm concerned, I think the senators are doing their job. They're holding back something that is not statewide approved.
So where does this go from here? Now, I understand yesterday in that meeting, only one of the senators actually came in person to meet with the governor. Everybody else was on Zoom, and I'm told that was not very well received.
You know, I didn't hear that yesterday. I just heard about it this morning, but I heard the same thing. So I don't know. It sounds like it was pretty tense, and I'm not terribly surprised that it went that way. But there's not a lot of trust there for the governor either, particularly with some senators who used to be reps when she was a representative. She was Speaker of the House for quite some time, and I believe that she burned some bridges there. So I don't think there's much trust there. And I don't know that they want to be in the same room with the governor, to be honest with you. There's a good chance she might pull something on them. I just don't know.
So what about from the House side? Your chamber pretty much operating still as normal, correct?
Well, yes and no. We're trying to get through. We have a very large stack, probably around 100 bills that we need to get through the House. We all know that there's not much chance if the senators don't come back, the bills are going to all die anyway. So, we are passing bills we're still arguing bills and we're still, negotiating. But, there's been some interesting bills that have came through lately that did die. Yesterday, we actually killed one on the House floor that was a Prezansky bill. So it was a Democrat bill, and the Democrats voted it down on the floor and surprised the heck out of me. So it's different. The tone in the building is completely different than it was just a few weeks ago.
Now, what was the Prezansky legislation?
So Prezansky had a bill that would have allowed beer and cider manufacturers in Oregon to ship up to 5 cases to residents. Right now you can ship 3 cases of wine. This would have just brought that up to would have basically made it the same level for malt beverages and what have you. Seemingly a pretty good bill. I actually was the carrier for the bill on the floor. And amazingly, the Democrats voted the bill down on the basis that they're too much addiction. And they don't want to make the addiction easier by adding 2 more cases going to the House. But surprisingly, as we brought up on the floor, I wouldn't say surprisingly, but the irony of it in my testimony on the floor, it was ironic that they don't seem to have any problem with fentanyl, meth, and heroin. They make that legal, but you can't have 2 extra cases of craft brewed beer into your home. So, it's It's a very confusing message that comes off the Democrat side of the floor.
Where do we stand right now on the kicker?
So the kicker is $5.5 billion, and that's at least at this point, it's all going to be, it's still coming back to us in tax credits. And they haven't found a way to take that away yet. The budget is pretty good. The actual, when the numbers came out, we should be okay at current levels. So I would hope that the governor doesn't decide to take that away. But that would be one more reason why the Senate probably would not come back to work.
So do you feel like the senators are done for this session, or will they come in at the very end for some things?
I'd say, you know, again, it would be a guess because we don't know for sure, but I would say that there's a likely chance they'll come back for some budget bills to pass them. But when it gets to the 2002, which is the abortion transgender bill and the gun bill, I don't think they're going to come back for those. And I don't blame them. I think it's a good thing that they left. And the general feeling in the state on abortion is we don't need those bills.
What about other things that are getting through, maybe some legislation you're happy to see at least get through the House at this point?
Yeah, I'd like to tell you there was a bunch of that, Kyle. There's a lot of fixes, a lot of general stuff going through the House right now that are just fairly insignificant, inconsequential bills that we're putting through. But none of them are going to go anywhere if the Senate doesn't come back to work. The way, you know, basically the way it works up here, it has to go from the House to the Senate and it has to go to their floor. Unfortunately, some of my bills, my search and rescue bill, will probably die as well, but we'll try to bring that back in short session. My cat tax bill most likely will die if they don't come back. But again, it's something that needs addressed. So we'll bring it back in a short session, assuming that the Democrats negotiate on the other bills.
Does that have the potential for impacting funding for a veterans home here in Roseburg?
You know, sadly, it does. What I hope doesn't happen, and likely to happen just because of the vindictiveness of what's going on, is there's a good chance the governor can go through and just kill every Republican-sponsored capital expenditure on the list. And I hope that doesn't happen. That bill is clearly sponsored by myself and Senator Brock Smith and Court Boyce and a few of us. So hopefully, you know, for the betterment of the veterans, that'll fly, but we just don't know yet. And I think today when we meet with the governor this morning, we may find out a little bit more about that.
Well, and is there any kind of deadline there in terms of the federal funding portion of that?
Yeah, there is. I don't know that we're up against it yet. I think there's probably still time. I'm not exactly sure the date on that, Kyle. But, you know, that's a good question. I will find that out.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have been asking about that in recent weeks. It was something that, you know, a lot of folks thought would happen a long time ago. Then one of the other communities got put ahead of us. But it's been kind of out there hanging for quite a while.
Yeah, and all they would have to do is come back to the table and negotiate a little bit. Again, they absolutely torpedoed everything that the Republicans talked about. They won't hear any of our agenda. They won't hear anything. So basically, rural Oregon has been eliminated from their agenda. And until they bring rural Oregon back into the discussion, our senators likely aren't coming back. Now, how that plays out in 24, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But I do not blame them for walking out.
Well, and I wonder if in 24 and if a court challenge is not successful, you're going to be, from the GOP perspective, trying to find a lot of people to run for office, knowing what just happened. I think that may be a hard one to ask people to do.
Yeah, well, not all of the senators will be up in 24. Some of them will be, but a lot of them are actually good till the next, because the Senate position is a four-year position. Our rep positions are only two, which is part of the reason why walking out on the House side doesn't make quite as much sense. But they have a fair amount of time to work with this, and you know they don't have to come back. Once the 10-day limit was passed, the power switched hands. At this point, the Republicans have control over whether or not anything happens. And unless they come back to the table and negotiate, this entire session is going to die.
There we go. State Representative Virgil Osborne out of time. We'll stop there and check in next week. Thanks for being on.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:41 at the Morning Report.